This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, make knowledge your superpower with their continuous glucose monitoring system. Visit Dexcom, D-E-X-C-O-M. com. This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of January 18th, 2019, as we launch our 24th year on the air from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I'm Dave Graveline. We have much more from CES on the show today, so don't miss any of our 3 hours, brought to you in part by
IFA 2019, the most important trade event of the year for technical consumer goods. See product premieres first at IFA in Berlin. Visit ifa-berlin.com. By Chris, your digital co-driver for every car. Visit chris.com. And by Drust, creator of artificial intelligence solutions to help transform drivers into super safe drivers. Visit drust.com.
Wow, very cool. And yes, stay tuned because we're going to do a little bit of tech news and then right away to a commercial break, pay a couple of bills, and then right away back to Vegas and a whole bunch of interviews. We got Bob Strubel coming up from Directed, all about their cool new stuff. You got a motorcycle, they can take care of you. You got a car or truck, they can help you out finding your vehicle, remote starting your vehicle, all the neat stuff. And you are
Chris Graveline.
And in the control room is Horatio, and of course, no, Erasmo is in the control room. You can tell I'm still jet-lagged from Vegas. And Horatio in New York, that's what I'm trying to say. Are you a Netflix fan?
I am.
Well, get ready to pay more. Raising their prices for more than 58 million U.S. subscribers by 13% to 18%. It's their biggest increase since Netflix started the streaming service some 12 years ago. I remember we had their CEO on back then, 12 years ago, when it was just nothing. It was just DVDs. And we've talked to him many times. You think he remembers us now? Of course not. Its more popular plan will see the largest hike to $13 a month from $11. That option offers high-definition streaming on up to two different internet-connected devices simultaneously. Even at the higher price, that plan is still a few dollars cheaper than HBO, for example. They charge $15 a month for the HBO streaming service. So now the cheapest plan is going to be $9 a month. Their premium plan providing Ultra HD will jump up to $16. Netflix says that this extra cash will help to pay for their huge investment in original shows and films to finance the heavy debt that it assumed to fight off rivals like Amazon, AT&T, and even Disney. Netflix says these new prices will immediately be charged to all new subscribers and then roll out to the existing customers over the next 3 months. So you might save money for a month or two or three at the most, but then you're going to pay more.
Then I'll just go back to what I used to do, where I'll pay for it for a month and I'll binge as much as I can. Then I'll take a few months off, and then I'll get it again, binge as much as I can, and then take a few months off.
So you can save a few dollars here and there.
Yeah.
That's a good way.
According to a new study by the Pew Institute, 74% of Facebook users are unaware that Facebook records a list of their interests for ad targeting purposes.
Oh, geez, hello. We've been telling you that for years.
Yeah. Participants in the study were first pointed to Facebook's ad preferences page, which lists out a person's interests. Nearly 60% of the participants admitted that Facebook's list of interests were very or somewhat accurate to their actual interests, and 51% said they were uncomfortable with Facebook creating the list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while Mark Zuckerberg said that Facebook users have complete control over the information they upload and the information Facebook uses to actively target ads, it's clear from the study that most people are not aware of Facebook's collection tactics.
I would say that's an understatement, and you kind of prove that right there in that very story. United Airlines finds themselves in damage control after they let it be known that Apple spends $150 million on its flights every year. In fact, the bigger surprise is that Apple pays for 50 business class seats on the San Francisco to Shanghai route every single day. 50 business class seats every day. That's nuts. I mean, they probably could have bought their own plane by now just for that route.
Well, it's similar to the story I came across where T-Mobile is under fire because apparently their executives have been spending a lot of money to stay at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C., and people are assuming that it's to try to get in good with the administration since they keep trying to buy these other companies that they weren't successful with under Obama.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's true. There's no Obama hotel that I know of.
Yeah.
Especially when he was president, so I guess that wouldn't have worked. Wow. Have you got a question, comment, concern about anything you heard in our CES coverage or over the next 3 hours or anything consumer tech? 800-899-INTO.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
It's a big startup event here in Vegas as we launch our 24th year on the air. I'm Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow from Las Vegas.
Brought to you in part by Nuvolon.com, quite possibly the best multi-sync LED Bluetooth speakers today. By IFA Next 2019, cutting-edge technology by startups, grown-ups, and leading industry giants, where consumer tech meets innovation. It's IFA in Berlin, ifa-berlin.com. By Milibu and their groundbreaking smart sofa, a truly unique home theater experience. Visit Milibu.com. And by OWC Digital, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at OWC.com/into. That's OWC.com/into.
Driving the evolution into tomorrow. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Graveline in Las Vegas. This our 24th year bringing you Into Tomorrow at the huge CES. It's the 2019 edition. And absolutely thrilled to have our next guest with us. For every year, for many years, we've caught up with this next gentleman here at CES, always doing some interesting things and fun products and great stuff to talk about. Now, he's the CEO of Directed, Bob Strubel. Bob, welcome back into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Dave. It's a pleasure to be back with you once again. I know you've been doing it 24 years yourself. I'm thinking you and I have maybe been talking for 20 years. So it's fantastic to be with you again.
And great to have you with Directed. It's another company that we've worked with for many, many years. And I, full disclosure, use Directed products all the time in my last many vehicles. And you have to. And you'll see why. Don't miss a minute of this interview. You were with HD Radio for many years as its CEO, and now moved on to something I think even more exciting and a whole lot more digital and futuristic, if you will.
Yeah, Dave, we sold the HD Radio business back in 2015, and I had gotten a taste for the connected car and was kicking around and trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. proud and honored to be leading the great team here at Directed. I just saw a tremendous opportunity to take a great team and a great base of technology and really build on it to address all the exciting opportunities that are happening in the connected vehicle today. So,
and what's even more interesting is not only are you the CEO, but you're an installer. I've seen a video of you installing your products, which is also showing the ease with which this can be done. And you've got all the coverage and the protection and the remote starts and breathalyzer capabilities. We're going to talk about that, too. That's got to be pretty fun, too. And it may be a bit of a challenge early on as you took the CEO lead. But you say, hey, I want to absolutely understand everything about our product.
There is a guilty as charged. Yeah. I am a sometime installer. There's a very good story around that. My second or first board meeting, which was 3 weeks into my job, James Turner, our product director, who designed and conceived DS4, came and said, we need to do an installation for the board of directors, and guess what? You're going to do it, Bob. And I thought that was a pretty funny joke. But
your second job was firing him, right?
Wasn't, because they took me back to the great bays we've got in our building and spent 20 minutes training me up, and we were able to do a flawless end-to-end install for our board. We had a little bit of fun with that later on, videos of me trying to install as quickly as I could, and then competitions against professional installers to see if they could beat the CEO. We'll talk about the DS4 product, but one of the unofficial taglines is, so easy, even a CEO can do it.
Love it. And there's video proof of it. So let's start the Directed booth tour here at CES with the DS4 exhibit. This is some pretty cool stuff. The first real fusion of four technologies, as I understand it.
It is, right, Dave. This is in this one box here, DS4, which is the flagship remote start and security product in our industry. We've been able to combine four technologies. We've got remote start, we've got security, we've got interface, so it's easy to install in the car, and we are the first company and still only company to incorporate Bluetooth technology into this box. It's important as we go through the tour, you'll see the vision behind DS4 and how that Bluetooth capability enables us to do a lot of pretty cool things. But DS4 is really all about performance, simplicity, speed, ease of install, and value to the consumer. And a lot of that is really driven by the Bluetooth technology. So in the install bay, instead of having to connect this box up to a computer, do the firmware updates, install it underneath it, make sure it works. If it doesn't work, I've got to pull it out and go back to the computer. Typical remote start install. The installer puts this in the car, installs it, pulls out his phone, and is able to download all the software that's required through that Bluetooth capability. So speed of install for the guys in the bays who are overworked and need to get those cars through. And then for the consumer, they get the Bluetooth in the form of free smartphone control. So as soon as I have this device in my car, I can pull down our great Smart Start app, pair it with the device, and I've got phone control. Can start, stop, lock, unlock the car within Bluetooth range. So good value for the consumer and really breakthrough in terms of ease, simplicity, and speed for our install partners.
And all of these features I use and love on a regular basis. Couldn't, you know, I don't leave home without my my Smart Start app as well. But one of the things I have heard from many installers, including, of course, at our home base back in Miami, our guys at AudioLogic that do all the installs, they are thrilled with what you have done to make it easier for the installers, which ultimately makes it so much better for us as consumers.
You will, we'll share a little bit of an anecdote. And this was a breakthrough year for DS4. The sales just exploded. We launched later last year, really hit our stride this year, and just getting emails from around the country singing the praises of the product. So I'll share one great mid-major partner who shall remain nameless. Your listeners may know, but the remote start business has a season when it's cold. People want the install. So everyone's in the store in October, November, December, and the guys in the bays are overloaded, and getting those cars through is important for their businesses. It's real money. I got an email 3-4 weeks ago from one of our big partners, said, I had my guys installed 43 DS4s today. I usually install 43 remote starters a week. Imagine what that means to his bottom line. Imagine then what that means to the consumers who are in and out of the stores quickly and away with their great product.
And, of course, as a Miami boy, I can tell you it's not just about starting on a cold day, get your engine going. For me, it's comfort. It's about starting the air conditioning before I get out to my car. Just as important.
Dave, I want you to take that message to the masses, because our business is generally better in the cold weather climes. People don't want to get into cold cars, and we have said certainly places like Miami and Texas and Arizona, that hot car is just as much of a problem loading a DS4, and it'll be nice and cool when you get in. DS4 is really not just about a remote start and security brain and interface. It's a whole ecosystem that we're building, again, driven by this breakthrough Bluetooth capability. So first off, there are two different variants of DS4. We've got here one with high current relays. This is for older cars that require those. But if you've got a newer car that just has digital connections, you can use the DS4, and this will be a little bit lower price and a little bit sleeker package. The Bluetooth capability allows us to do a bunch of things which are valuable to the consumer and also important to those guys in the install bay. And one of the most interesting, coolest, I think, announced and launched at this show is our Bluetooth siren. If DS4 is enabled as a security system, you got to have an alarm. Alarms are located under the hood of a car. That means typically pulling wires through a firewall. Takes a lot of time. Bad things can happen, cut other connections, etc.
Not an installer's favorite thing.
Not an installer's favorite thing. So enter directed Bluetooth siren. This, because of the Bluetooth capability, the installer can put this under the hood, pair it to the DS4, no wires, and you've got your security system. Again, fully configurable, multiple languages, different sorts of alerts, different messages. You can record your own message to say, get away from my car. But to demonstrate, this is an ARM system, and if it has a shock and a tilt sensor. And so if it is...
Intruder alert. Intruder alert. Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
I get the impression we have an intruder alert.
System disarmed. Zone violation.
We call that a warn away, Dave. So if you're breaking into cars and you hear that, you want to get... You want to get moving, because with Viper, no one dare come close.
That's for sure. And I understand, though, that you can program the tones. Maybe you want voice to say armed, but only beeps to disarm,
exactly,
or something of that nature. Completely flexible.
Fully configurable. Different languages. You can be warned away in French. You can be warned away in Spanish. You can go to English, as I said. Record your own warnings. Ultimate flexibility for the installer and the consumer. Moving on down the line, again, this Bluetooth capability enables us. We've got here... sensors which are paired via Bluetooth to the DS4. So these are shock and tilt sensors. You'd put them in places in the car. If your window gets busted, this will sense it. The alarm will go off, all driven through the DS4 and the Bluetooth capability.
And again, also temperature sensor.
Temperature sensor as well, getting alerts if the car is too hot, if the car is too cold. And again, for the installer, put it on the car, pair it with Bluetooth, and you're done. No running wires, no spending time in the vehicle. We have, and we'll talk a little bit later, Dave, about our smart start capability. This is the ability, you know this well because I know you have the product, but the ability to control your car remotely throughout the world via a cell phone app. That typically was also a wired install, but at this show as well, we're announcing for the first time what we call Viper Connect. This is an OBD device. It is a smart start module, and if a consumer wants to upgrade to unlimited smartphone control, it's as simple as buying this, plugging it into an OBD port, again, pairing it to DS4, and you've got your smart start capability.
So not just for cars and trucks, those kinds of vehicles that we're familiar with, well, directed is driving the evolution, if you will, even for power sports. You got folks covered for water vehicles, for motorcycles, for off-road things. This is another cool entry for folks that are saying, that's great, you protect my car, you protect my truck and everything else. Now what about these types of vehicles?
And for our dealer partners, it's about new business and new volume. And the power sports category has exploded over the last several years. People tricking out their watercraft, their ATVs, their side-by-sides, even their bikes. And if you're going to spend all that money on... upgrading your vehicle, you sure want to protect it, and you sure want to know where it is. So we introduced this year power sports products, which are tailored specifically to the unique needs of that category, an alarm product, and a tracker. So I can warn away folks from my bike or my ATV, and if they do happen to throw that bike on a flatbed and drive away, I've got tracking capability to know where they are. Lots of stories about recovered vehicles and police making arrests based on the Viper technology. Specifically, as I said, Dave, designed for the power sports category, super low power. These are typically not like your car that you're driving every day. You might take them out on the weekend. You might not have them for a while. So low power consumption is very important, and also optimized for the harsh conditions that you would see in the power sports category, protected against impact and water. So specifically designed for the category, and super exciting. You can see behind us the implementations. This is a tracker product, so tell me where my device is. And this is an alarm control through the usual remote.
So, Bob, you mentioned a focus on the connected vehicle. Certainly a major thing for Directed. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Directed was a pioneer in the connected car, Dave. In 2009, we introduced our Smart Start service. And again, as we said, this is a smartphone-based app that allows you to control your car, see diagnostics, understand the status of the vehicle around the town, around the state, around the world. As long as you've got cell phone coverage, you can know what's going on with your car. That was a breakthrough product, and we continue to innovate on top of it. This year, we took a very important decision, made an investment to build our own telematics platform. We call it the Directed Vehicle Control Platform, and that allows us to have the fastest products in the market, the most capable, and extend our the reach of the Directed Smart Start product beyond just the 12-volt segment. We launched that capability in September this year, along with brand new hardware. So this is the Viper Directed and Viper Smart Start Pro. This is demonstrably the fastest connected car solution in the industry. You know how Smart Start functions now. You press that button. You might be waiting 3, 4, 5 seconds. This, in a second or two, will start your vehicle, shut down your vehicle, give you the confirming stuff. It is a system that's designed specifically for the application of vehicle control, and it's the best. It's best that's out there.
Bob Strubel, CEO of Directed, thank you, as always, for joining us into tomorrow. Cool stuff. Keep making the cool things. We'll keep talking about them.
Yeah, Dave. Let's do it again next year. Want all your listeners and viewers to check out all the Directed products at directed.com. At Viper.com or in the Ignition Interlock business at ADSinterlock.com. Get all the information there, see all the cool stuff, and connect with us. We're happy to help them out.
And, of course, we'll link you to those sites as well to see what Bob and his team are up to on a regular basis when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, more from Las Vegas and the 24th year bringing you Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
We're all over this place, including Eureka Park, as we launch our 24th year on the air, bringing you Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm Chris Graveline. The CES special brought to you by IFA's CE China 2019, connecting global leading brands in consumer tech with Chinese retailers, media, and consumers first in Guangzhou, China, September 19th to 21st. Visit cechina-ifa.com. By Jabra, Elite 85H headphones with smart sound technology, AI for adaptive sound environments. Visit Jabra.com. And by Webroot, psst, your data is showing. Visit webroot.com/Wi-Fi to protect yourself.
Okay, so we found an exhibitor here at CES that has small appliances but big ideas, and they're really cooking forward Into Tomorrow, if you will. Joining us now from the show floor, from a company called Chefman, is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for that very company, Penny Kahana. Penny, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks, Dave.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. One of our producers, Andrew, was walking around looking for some different fun things. And one of your people said, oh, but check this out. And you don't even need to measure. I mean, we're talking about making things easier in the kitchen. Exactly. It seems like that's exactly what you guys do.
That's our goal. We're trying to provide an unparalleled cooking experience, take all the worry out of the kitchen, turn home cooks into home chefs.
Wow, I'm liking that, especially those that like to cook at home, but maybe they're not so good at it, right?
We really help people of all skill levels. If you're an amateur chef, we'll hold your hand through the entire process. But even if you're an expert chef, we're going to give you tools that will enhance the experience, make it a lot more fun to cook, make it easier, and spend more time with your family and less time puttering around the kitchen.
So I'm in front of what appears to be like a pressure cooker, right? And what are we going to do to show people how easy it is to become that home chef?
So we're going to show off the three components that make us unique in this space. Number one is the unparalleled hardware. Number two is the software that we've developed and created in-house to help ease that process. And number three is the content that's also created in-house by our culinary team, giving people recipes and tutorials and maximizing their purchase so that they're happy to use it and not feeling like they have to because they spend so much money.
So you're really also making these smart kitchen appliances smarter.
Smarter and more affordable. This pressure cooker, multi-cooker is going to retail for $199, which is unheard of in the smart kitchen space. There's nothing under $500.
That's terrific. Okay, now, of course, you're also going to talk to us about how an app can help make these things be so smart, which means Chris is going to have to come back around to see the app, making it interesting for our camera guy, Chris, to be able to do the kinds of things. It's a good thing we can show you more of the booth as we're bouncing around.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do a lot of the booth, so I'm glad that everyone gets to see it.
Yeah, exactly. So now tell me how this would work, and I'm noticing you have some batteries hidden here, I guess, to simulate the weight of perhaps some ingredients,
exactly.
Right?
It's just to show off the scale. We didn't bring fresh ingredients with us. We just want to show people how the scale works.
Do give us an example then.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have to go through the guided cooking recipe, and that's a combination of that software and content creation I mentioned. But the integrated scale, which is the hardware element, is what really makes this stand out from the competition as just a standalone hardware piece, because you can use it without any app, just on using the interface that we've developed in-house as well.
Whatever you can show us.
Absolutely. Let's start that guided cooking recipe. So if you're in Chef IQ, you have a long list of recipe options. We'll make some risotto today, or battery risotto, and we'll start that guided cooking. If you wanted, you could watch the entire video that showcases the whole recipe, but we're going to go straight to the guide to cooking here and load up exactly how to do it. So first step, a video, well, Wi-Fi lag, thanks. Load up, chop two onions and set them aside, so we're going to mark that as complete, and then we're going to saute that. So put 2 tablespoons salted butter, yada, yada, salted butter, mark it as complete. Finally, this is the key with the scale, add onion and salt. And now, I don't know about you guys, I don't know what a teaspoon is, what a tablespoon is. If I had a scale that showed me exactly when to stop putting in my salt, I know I'd get perfect replicable results every single time. And that's what we're trying to achieve here.
So you're really kind of tossing out the measuring devices in the kitchen. You don't need them.
And that's the whole idea of a multi-cooker, is do everything in one device. Keep your pots clean, keep your accessories clean, and spend less time cleaning up after you're done cooking.
Love it.
Add onion and salt. So we're going to drop in a battery. Let's see if that...
Remember, we're making battery risotto now. Obviously, don't try this at home. Don't eat batteries. It's all for measuring.
My terrible mistake. We didn't connect the app to the pressure cooker. Choose a multi-cooker, and let's start that again. See, it's showing you now 0 grams with our target of 232. And just like that, 126 grams. And just for the sake of simulating the recipe and not wasting batteries, we'll pretend that's enough. We're going to click Add Mark. That'll tell me how much I put in of each ingredient. So if I want to come back and add something later, I know what I already put in. I'm not going to forget. Or if I walk away for a minute and come back, I know what step I'm up to. We added the mark. Mark is complete. And add 2 cups of arborio rice. I hope I pronounced that right. And stir to coat. So let's get another battery up over here.
And again, the batteries at this point for the demo here on the show floor are simulating these various ingredients that it's telling you to do that you don't have to measure or pre-weigh. It's doing it with the built-in scale.
Exactly. So we'll add that mark real quick. Move on to the next step. Add 1 cup of wine. I'm just going to skip through these now and pretend that we did it so we can get to the end of the recipe, show you the result. Close the lid.
So you close the lid. Remember, this is a pressure cooker, this
now,
particular one.
This is a little bit of a prototype, but it would automatically set the time and temperature for you. You don't have to do anything else. You just mark complete, set it, and it'll go. When it's done, you release the pressure, and we actually included an auto pressure release in the unit, so you could just press the pressure release button right here. You don't worry about steam coming up in your face. You don't need to use some long sort of spoon to knock it off like most multi-cookers. So you mark that complete. Add the last couple of ingredients. So we're going to open it back up. Add our final ingredients.
I'm liking the step-by-step ideas here. It makes, as he said, it makes any home cook a home chef.
Exactly. And finally, we will garnish it, and we'll serve it, and we will impress our family, our friends, and they're going to say, Penny, when did you learn how to cook? And ta-da, we're done. You can now share this with social media, with your friends, with your family, and say, hey, guys, look what I made. And that's just the beginning of what we're doing here. I mean, we even come to go on to the dehydrator. So I'll show you on this iPad here what the calculator would look like. if we were looking at a food dehydrator, let's say, we want to make some apple chips. So we'll select through our really simple to understand calculator, and it'll calculate for you exactly what you need. So even if you know what recipe you want to make and you don't know how to translate that information over into your smart device, our calculator, which is included in the app, will do that for you.
Love it. And you've got all kinds of appliances now, too. Pressure cookers, you mentioned a dehydrator. I'm seeing waffle makers. I mean, all these things that can really make life easy in every which way for us in the kitchen.
100%. We look for innovative ways to add real-life value to people's kitchens. But at the end of the day, no matter what we're making, whether it's smart and connected or it's just something that's going to sit on your countertop looking pretty and you'll use it every week or so, the whole goal is to enhance that consumer experience and really make them proud and happy with what they got. Something that they can, like I said, brag about. That's the whole goal here, is turn every single home chef that we create into our own little brand ambassador, because they're going to be so happy. They're going to tell all their friends, and they're going to tell their friends. And
so on and so on. So take over the world, exactly. Chefman.com is where you can get all the cool details, and we'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Vinny, Penny, thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes here at CES.
Dave, I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. We're back with more from Las Vegas and Into Tomorrow for our 24th year, bringing you the latest in consumer tech. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
We're in Las Vegas to bring you the latest from one of the biggest consumer tech events of the year. I'm Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow.
And this special is brought to you in part by CE Week 2019, the retail brand show in New York for professional buyers and consumer tech. Check out ceweekny.com. By Eargo, next generation of hearing aids reviving lives of millions experiencing hearing loss. Visit eargo.com. By QKey, a simple solution for online security. Visit qkey.com. And by Dexcom, accurate glucose readings for people with diabetes. Visit dexcom.com. That's dexcom.com.
Always fun to catch up with our next guest literally around the world, whether it be at IFA in Berlin or here in Las Vegas at CES. And they're always showing cool new products. We're talking about Jabra, and their senior vice president for marketing is Colin McDougall. Colin, welcome back Into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Dave, I'm very well. It's nice to see you again and here in CES Las Vegas once more.
Yes, indeed. And not to be outdone by previous appearances on the show, you always have new things that you're introducing. And let's get right into it. What's the excitement that's being drawn here at CES this year?
Yes, we have a brand new product that we've introduced here at Las Vegas, the Jabra Elite 85H. This time last year, we introduced an elite range of headphones with the promise that they would be the best headphones for calls and music. And 85H is the very latest in that line. It's a headphone form factor, noise-canceling headphones, best for calls because there is 6 microphones on these headphones to pick up your voice, whether you're speaking to your girlfriend or you're speaking to Alexa. Best for music, we have 40mm custom speakers in each ear, digital hybrid noise-canceling to block out all the noise around you, and 32 hours of battery life. So a really great pair of headphones.
For those that might think 6 microphones built into the headphones might be overkill, not at all, because they do serve very important functions.
They do. They actually serve 3 functions. They can pick up your voice when you're speaking. They also act to help block out ANC. But they do something very special and different, because these are a great pair of headphones. But they're not just headphones. They're smart headphones. The Elite 85H comes with something that we call smart sound, and that's audio that automatically adapts to your environment. And that's where those microphones come in. The microphones are on the edge of the headphone, and they're always listening to your surroundings. So when you go from a noisy environment to a quiet environment, they can tell where you are and then optimize the audio so you have the best possible experience. So they're truly smart headphones.
And they adjust on the go so that we don't have to be trying to make adjustments to hear things better.
Exactly. You could almost describe these as the world's first 100% hands-free headphones because they automatically adjust the audio for you. And if you want to speak to your personal assistant, whether it's Alexa or Siri or Google, you don't need to touch anything. You just call out for them and you can speak to Alexa just by saying Alexa.
Very good. I'm going to walk in front of Column here just so that I can let you show us some of these cool. You've got four nice models out here on your very busy exhibit. So tell me about them and let us take a peek.
Absolutely. So this is the Elite 85H that I've been talking about. And we can see that we have them in four different colors here. The titanium black, the gold beige, the navy, and over there at the very end, the full black color, which is exclusive to Best Buy here in the U.S., available from the 1st of April. All of these products in the different colors, whichever color you choose, comes in at $299 here in the U.S. And whichever color you prefer, you get that great calls experience, the great music experience, noise canceling, and this really cool smart sound feature.
And I'm loving the very thick padded ear pads, which suggests to me that long time wear when you're enjoying your tunes or movies or what have you is not at all uncomfortable.
Absolutely. We've made it with 32 hours of battery life, so if you want to use them for 32 hours in a row, should you wish to do so, you can. But you're right, Dave, they need to be comfortable. So we have good padding in here, which also acts as noise cancelling, padding on the top, flexible band, and of course you can then adjust it to fit what is ever best for you.
And can you show us the one in your hand? It's a lot of fabric, though, too. It's not the typical plastic or aluminum or something of that nature. But even on the very top of the headband, there's kind of a nice fabric there. Tell me.
Absolutely. Jabra is part of GN, which is a Danish company. In fact, we're 150 years old this year. So we're Danish, we're Scandinavian, and we think our design should reflect our heritage in Scandinavia. So you have a minimalist, cool, we think, Danish design, using the fabric to offer something a little bit different. But it also helps us with durability. These headphones are IP52 certified. You get a 2-year warranty against rain and dust when you buy them. So you can have comfort and reliability and durability as well.
Loving them. Now, as part of the Elite 85H, the other headphones there on the end that look kind of sporty?
Yeah, on the very end, we have our new Move Style Edition. The Jabra Move product has been in the market for some time. Really great Bluetooth stereo headphones at $99. We've refreshed them. We've refreshed them with new colors. There you see the black and the gold beige. There's also a blue variant, and we've improved the battery life. So you get up to 15 hours of battery life with the Move Style Edition. So whether you want to pay $99 or $299, you can have a stylish solution from Jabra.
And of course, if you're listening on the radio, especially driving, don't look at the radio when we say look at this, but come and look at the video at intotomorrow.com, and you'll see everything that we're talking about with all of our guests here from Las Vegas this week. And of course, this is the newest that you're showing us, the Elite 85H, but you still have very popular other products that a lot of people continue to request and clamor for.
We do. The Elite 85H is the latest in the Elite family, but perhaps the best well-known of the Elite family is still the Elite 65T, our true wireless product, which has been enormously successful and popular across the world, whether it's in the classic Elite 65T edition or the active variant, which comes with better fit and durability. But we see more and more people looking for a true wireless solution, so we'll be continuing to sell Elite 65T. That's a great product. So go ahead and Google it. You'll find some great reviews.
There you go. Google it. And, of course, intotomorrow.com for more. You can visit Jabra, J-A-B-R-A.com, for more as well. Always a delight to catch up with you and see what's new from you guys. Keep it up.
Thank you very much, Dave. Great to see you again. Have a great week.
And the same to you. We're back with more from Las Vegas, our 24th year broadcasting from CES. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues on the Advanced Media Network.
The Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD optimized for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Designed for mobile workflows that demand bus power portability and elite performance, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop tested enclosure and speeds up to 2600 megabytes per second. To learn more about the Envoy Pro EX, go to owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
From the tech giants to the brand new startups, they're all in Las Vegas, and we are here to let you know what's coming into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
This Into Tomorrow special is brought to you by Chris, the first voice assistant for drivers. Visit Chris.com. By Nuvolon.com, quite possibly the best multi-sync LED Bluetooth speakers today. And by Xvisio, high-speed tracking devices for robotics and augmented virtual and mixed reality products. Visit Xvisio.org.
And, of course, we'll have much more from CES in Las Vegas. So many cool new products and things coming out that you don't want to miss a minute of it. All 3 hours on the show today. But we wanted to sneak in one or two of your calls as well, because we are still taking your calls. If you've got a consumer tech question, let us know anytime, day or night, 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. Like David in Detroit, Michigan, who listens on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hey, David.
Hi, I love your show. I've got Windows 10 desktop, 64-bit as well. My brother has the same thing. What I'd like to know is how to remote into his computer, preferably free, using Windows 10 or free software, so that I can help him out when he has problems. Appreciate your suggestion.
Well, David, first of all, thank you for the kind words, and what a nice brother you are. See, that's a good thing to do. There are plenty of ways to remote into another computer. You can look for free VNC servers like Real VNC or OpenVNC and set them up as the server and yourself as the client, as just one example. Now, we're going to suggest a different route, though. Setting up a VNC server would require him to put in some technical work on his end. And you want to remote into his machine, which you probably want to do because perhaps he's not as technical as you are.
Yeah. Now, to get around that, you can have him download software called TeamViewer. We actually use that here at our studios.
Oh, yeah.
Install that as he would any program and open it. TeamViewer will then present him with a random code that you can type into your own installation of TeamViewer on your end, and then you'll be able to log right in to his computer right away.
So he would, in essence, text him the code, or if you're on Messenger or Hangouts or something like that, he can send David the code, and voila, he's in.
Yes, and TeamViewer, it's free for home users, so there's no charge to use this service, so it's a great thing. It's an easier solution for both sides, especially the not-so-technical half.
Yeah, exactly. And again, kudos to you for helping your brother. I hope he appreciates it, and maybe you can make him a listener as well, and he can learn new things on the way, because it's kind of what we do. Do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter?
I do.
Well, you better, or else you'd be fired, but others can get it when they visit intotomorrow.com. A little box pops up. And when it does, we ask only for your email address. It really is very easy. And that's all we ask for. And we don't share it with anyone. So that you have the ability to get our free once-a-week tech newsletter jam-packed with good info. Lots of cool stuff, including a tech tip from Beth every week. Do we know what she's doing even this week?
We do. She says when you've missed your favorite TV show or running late to watch it or just need to catch up on the series, look no further than your favorite online source.
Oh, so she's given us all kinds of input about the various ways to catch up on TV. We also have tech news. We let you know who's on the show this week. We even highlight a couple of callers so that you know what we're going to be talking about. You don't want to miss that. We also have some other great input every week on the tech newsletter, in addition to some thoughts to make you smile.
Yes, the biosphere China sent to the moon on board its lander is beginning to act as an Earth-like environment with the first seeds sprouting and forming buds. So now we're all waiting to see if the insect eggs will hatch. So we've got that story in this week's tech newsletter.
So you don't want to miss a minute of it. Again, intotomorrow.com. Little box that pops up. Email address only. And we keep it private. Then you'll get another email that says click here to confirm. Double opt-in because we don't spam anybody. intotomorrow.com.